in. You're listening to the Shine to Five Method with CJ. I'm your host, Kristen N. James, aka CJ, the creator of the Shine to Five Method. What is that, you may be asking? It is a trusted system to help 9-to-5 women push past mediocrity so they can shine in their own businesses. So if you are juggling a 9-to-5 with a side biz right now, then this is for you. Let's work together on breaking up with your employee mindset so you can be in the driver's seat of your life. So buckle up. It's going to be a fun, sometimes bumpy ride, but girl, I'll get you there. Joining me today is Victoria Downs, and she is a business coach and founder of Brand to Profits Academy. And we are going to be talking about leveraging your personal brand in your business. But before we get into the conversation, I want to give Victoria a moment to shine and tell us anything that you'd like us to know about you. And thank you so much for being here with me today. Take it away.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here to share whatever it is I can share with your audience. And thank you for the moment to shine as well. Like you said, my name is Victoria Downs. I am a brand strategist and coach and also the founder of the Brand to Profits Academy. My work is centered around supporting and empowering women of color, particularly Black moms who are in business, to grow sustainably, to implement holistic business growth strategies that allows them to grow without overwhelming or burning out. And I'm really, really, truly excited to do this work. Every day I'm excited to do this work because this is my heart and Black women in my heart. So it's nice to do something that aligns with your passion and your purpose. So yes, I'm super, super excited to do this work. I am a mom of three. I have an 18-year-old and a 4-year-old. I'm also married to my high school sweetheart. Like, I don't think I've said that out loud in a long time. I've been married for a really long time, but I am a mom of three. I'm a wife. I'm an immigrant. I'm originally from Nigeria. I've been in the U.S. for a little over 2 decades. So I have a wealth of experience, different experiences growing up in Nigeria and also moving to the U.S. as an adult. And also to be able to do this work with Black moms, Black women is truly, truly fulfilling.
You know what? More about you will come out. So my first question will be, you know, tell me about your story about wanting to being inspired to work with Black moms, but, and also about branding and your storytelling through your brand for your business. What's your story?
I always say that entrepreneurship is in my blood. Like, it's literally in my DNA. My first example of an entrepreneur was my mother. Growing up in Nigeria, she was a hostess, a flight attendant, and then she started her own travel agency. And my earliest memories of my mom is sitting in her office and just watching her boss people around and not knowing what that was. I just knew that that's exactly what I wanted to do. So as I got older and started to have my own children in 2007, I had my daughter. My daughter was born with severe eczema. So I decided to make something to help her, you know, with her skin, because, you know, when we took her to the pediatrician, he wanted to prescribe steroids. And I said, well, for a 3-month-old baby, that's not going to work. So I went in my kitchen and I created my very first product. And that's how I became an entrepreneur. So I made the products and people started asking me for it. And once I realized it was expensive to just give it away, I started selling it. And that's how I really fell into my first business. And I've been in business since 2007 at one point or another. It was a point in time I had 3 businesses. And really, like, coming to becoming a brand strategist and coach started when at the start of the pandemic in 2020, because the world was shutting down and I was looking for something to do from home and realized, well, I could just take all of my entrepreneurial skills. I had a paint party company at the time that we couldn't function because of the pandemic. So I was looking for something else to do. So I started to offer project management services to online business owners, particularly people of color. Like, people of color are just my heart, period. So every time I've thought about a business, it's always been, how do I support my community? How do I continue to help my community? Is there a way that I can create something for us? The term, I don't know if you remember the brand FUBU, for us, by us, that's always stuck in my mind and stuck in my head. Like, and in the society, America, where I live in now, it's not always for us. And when I say us, I mean people of color. So I've always been intentional around whatever it is I'm producing or creating, I want to make sure that people of color are elevated. And in offering project management services in 2020, I realized that I was taking on projects, working with business owners, but they did not have strategy. And because I had entrepreneurial experience and I've been operating small businesses for a while, I would help them with that strategy bit. I would, you know, sit there and create, like, what's the vision? Let's reverse engineer it. It's not just a project, right? What's the objective of this project? It's, you know, I want to make more money in my business, so I'm going to put out this product. But what are you putting out the product for? So in having these conversations with small business owners, particularly local business owners, I realized the strategy bit was missing for them. But in completing their projects, I was offering them strategy consultations. I was offering them and creating proposals around what their strategy should be or marketing strategy, but I wasn't getting compensated for it. So I decided maybe I need to figure out how to be a strategist so I can actually charge for this. And that's how I fell into coaching. So I became a certified coach and just wanted to improve and level up my own skills and how do I really work with people? Because I know how to implement, but I didn't really know how to coach or I didn't know how to mentor. So that's when I went and got my coaching certification. And as I've been working with more women and talking to more women, I realized the implementation and the execution is a huge part of what we need to do. But a lot of people run to the implementation, they run to the execution because you have an idea and you just want to get it done. But there's a pause in between that needs to happen between idea and execution, which is identifying what it is you're trying to achieve and then creating a plan for it. So I've decided that my work now is going to focus on the planning and really making sure that you're intentional about the strategy and the actions that you're taking so that your fruit, your objectives, and the results can actually happen the way you envision it. So that's how I fell into entrepreneurship and that's how I fell into coaching. And I've not looked back. It's been 2 years and I love it every day.
Yeah. And when you said you were helping with project management and you were there, was there a pattern in the gaps that you were observing that the different businesses that you were serving? Did you realize each and every single business that I've served or I've worked with, they don't seem to be doing this one thing? Was there something where you feel like I need to fill this gap because everyone, like you said, it's not just going from idea to execution, but was there a pattern in what you were noticing that they were not doing?
It was certainly a pattern, and that's why I decided to fill that gap because I put out, you know, I can help you with planning your project. I can help you with overseeing your team because my background is in project management and human resources. So I offer that up as a service and people would reach out to me so I get on a call with them. So I'm asking, you know, tell me about what you need to get done. Tell me about your project. Tell me about your business. What are the things you want to achieve? And everybody had an idea of what they wanted to achieve. But I want to say about 95% of the businesses that I spoke to didn't know exactly how they were going to achieve it. It was, we need to increase sales in our business this month. So we're going to run a sale on this project, but I need flyers created for the sale. And I'm like, what is the point of the sale? What are you trying to, are you trying to bring in new people? Are you trying to attract new customers? Are you trying to offload inventory? What is the reason why you're doing this? Like, well, you know, we just need to bring in more money. Well, after you bring in this money, what's going to happen next month? Like, is this something that you can do over and over again because you're intentional and strategic about it? And the answer is always, no, I just want to make more money this month. So like in my mind, we want to make more money, but we're making short money. Because we don't have the intention and the strategy behind it. How do we plan to put a process or plan in place so that you're not only making short money, but you have a plan to continue to make money and you're not losing your mind every month trying to come up with something new? Like, what am I going to sell next month? What am I going to put on sale next month to make more money? No, because you have a strategy in place. You have the intention. You've done your market research. You know what your people want. And you're going to give it to them the way that they want it. That way your sales can continue. Plus, if you have a strategy in place, you don't have to rework the strategy every time. You can use, because you've implemented a strategy, you put that in place to, you know, auto run on itself, then you can go and find new customers. You can use that time that you spend spinning your wheels trying to figure out how to make more money to acquire new customers, to bring in new revenue instead of trying to match what you made last month because you don't know what you're doing next month.
Yeah. And, you know, I love that you you identify as a brand strategist. And because strategy, I can talk about strategy to open blue in the face. We can spend like the entire, the rest of the day here talking about strategy. The listeners typically are women who have a full-time job as well as a side business. So they're, when they are running their side business, of course, their main focus is, I want to make money. I want to generate consistent income, because their long-term goal is to be able to leave the 9-to-5 to go full-time in the business. So they're thinking, making money, making money, making money, making money. But like you said, it really does come down to a strategy and how to retain customers and how to be able to use and repeat a strategy. So in identifying or connecting with your personal brand, what is it about somebody? I feel like the quirkier or the more unique, the quality is something that they should hone into as a personal brand. But are there certain things that someone right now sitting in her office job right now trying to think of ideas for a thing? How should she kind of do quick tips on what she should be looking for to identify what her personal brand is, what makes her unique?
Yeah. Your personal brand is you. And that's really where you start from. You are the secret sauce in your personal brand. So if you're sitting in your office right now or listening to this in your car, you're trying to figure out, how do I leverage my personal brand? I don't know what my personal brand is. Well, the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is to grab a piece of paper and a pen and just write down all of the different things about you, the things that make you unique, because none of us are the same. We may look the same. You may have a twin, but you're not exactly the same. None of us is the same, right? So there are things about you that would be attractive, would be authentic, that would resonate with the people that you're trying to serve, that you're trying to connect with. And those are the things that you should bring to the forefront. And the more unique, the better, right? Because that makes you stand out. And I'm not saying that, you know, if you have a mole in the middle of your head, you should, you know, talk about your mole. If that's what makes you you, then you talk about your mole. But think about your personality traits. Think about the things you do really, really well. Think about your personal experiences, your expertise. When we talk about the personal brand, it's not just the physical things we can see or the things that you say. It's your personality. It's your experiences, your expertise. It's everything. It's your entire journey up until this point. It's everything that has made you you, that contributes to your personal brand. And as in, you know, trying to connect. And if you have a business, you're trying to connect with your audience. You're always trying to look for ways. You're always looking for ways to connect with your audience. Use your personal brand. Talk about those things that maybe other people don't want to talk about. And I tell people all the time, like, it's your story to tell. You can tell as much or as little of it as you want, right? But if you're hiding behind your business brand and not really showing your personality, you're not really leveraging your personal brand, no one is going to get to know you. No one is going to remember you. They might remember your products, but you will be forgettable in the marketplace because nothing has made you unique, right? So if you're sitting there trying to figure out what your personal brand is, start with you, because you are the secret sauce.
Yeah, I love that. Yes, there was video to go with this. I'm just nodding along. Yes, yes. Like, it's all about you. Your business is you. And also thinking about why you started your business and why you're selling this product or service. So what if someone is feeling a little bit stuck or demotivated in moving forward in their business, or they don't know what their next step should be? That's where a coach would come in. Everybody hire a coach, right?
Yep.
But even before the step before hiring the coach, and they're feeling a little bit stuck and they're just going around. They might suffer from a little bit of shiny object syndrome, just trying to see, throwing stuff against the wall to see what sticks. They feel like they don't have anything about them that's unique. We all know that's not true, but you might feel like there's something about them, or they might be selling a product. And in selling a product, do you find it's harder for people to incorporate or infuse their product with their personal brand, or it doesn't matter with the business?
It shouldn't matter what the business is. It should not matter. So like I said, my first business was, I started a skincare product. Because I created a product that helped my daughter's eczema, and then people started asking for it, and I realized, ooh, got a business. So I started a business, and I started to, initially when I started the business, I was making the products in my kitchen. And eventually we got too big, or not too big, we got big enough that we could outsource the manufacturing. We hired a chemist, we hired a whole team. But I was still, I prefer to be in the kitchen. One thing a lot of people don't know about me is I'm an introvert. I prefer to be by myself. I prefer to be just give me a remote control or a good book. Like, you've made my day, right? So I don't like to go out. I don't go out and seek people because it's not my style. So when I launched this product, when I had this first business, I preferred to be in the kitchen. I preferred to be in the back of the house, to be behind the scenes. And we were doing okay. We were moving products. We were getting into stores. It wasn't until I started to show up. It wasn't until I started to go to the trade shows that where we went from maybe we go to a trade show and book one or two accounts. If I went to the trade show, we would book 10 to 15 accounts because I was there to tell my story. So if you have a product business and you're like, I don't know how I can infuse my personal brand into this. Well, you created that business. You created that product. Tell us why. Tell us how. Tell us what it has done for you, right? Show us. I used to have a client. I don't work with product businesses anymore, but she also had a product. She had, it's called Narito, and I'm plugging my client. It's Narito and it is a tomato sauce that I don't know if any of your listeners are African, but we have something called jollof rice in Africa. And it's like this, the different countries battle who make the better rice. And it's the sauce that goes into the rice. It's the sauce that goes into the rice that makes the difference. So my client created the sauce. And up until the time when I started working with her, she would just push the sauce. If you went to her page, all you saw was pictures of the sauce, different variations of the same picture of the same red sauce, right? And she's like, I don't know how to sell more. I'm like, show your face. Get online and tell us why you created this. Tell us how we can use this. Show us your personality. She now every week does live cooking shows. She now every week is on YouTube teaching people how to use the sauce, right? And it's her brand has really exploded because not only do people connect with the sauce, but they connect with her. And people who are non-African, people who are not Black are buying her products, they're using it because they're connecting with her. So whether you have a product, whether you have a service, there's different kinds of stories, different kinds of personal brand stories that you can share that will connect with your audience. Your founding story is one. Why did you create this? Like the business I had, I created it because my daughter had eczema, right? And no one can tell my story better than me. So even though my sales reps were at these trade shows telling people the founder created this for her daughter, it wasn't the same as when I went there and I said, I created this, I mixed this, I did this, I had several iterations of this. And when I started to show up, my brand exploded. When I started to show up, people started to sign up. The same for my client. So again, whether you have a service or a product-based business, all you need to do is just show up. All you need to do is just let us know who you are so we can connect with you. You will remember brands that have people behind it or people next to it or in front of it more than you would a brand where it's just the product or the service. That's forgettable, but you'll remember me. You'll remember my quirky laugh. You'll remember my story. You'll remember my obnoxiousness, if that's my thing, right? You'll remember something about me that's going to remind you about what I to serve you with.
Yes, yes. And I can totally relate, especially as a fellow introvert. And people are always very surprised when I say that I'm an introvert because like, you're so outgoing, you're so brave. I'm like, I'm adaptable. I can go out and I know that I have to show up. And then when I first started my business, I said, what can I do to stand out? I'm like, I really love the color purple and I love lipstick. And I had a purple lipstick and I put that on and I went out and was brave enough to wear this purple lipstick to an event. And that was the thing that had people coming up to me and introducing themselves. Oh my God, I love your lipstick. And it got me to show that being comfortable enough to stand out, even as an introvert, being comfortable enough to stand out. Now part of my brand is you're the girl with the purple lipstick. Even when I don't wear purple lipstick, people are like, where's your purple lipstick? Right? So it's a part of my brand. So I know that a lot of people would identify as being an introvert and they don't know I need to show up and I need to be, but being an introvert is a part of your story and it's a part of your brand, and it could be why you started this thing, right? So it's really spending, how long do you feel like it should take someone to really connect with or be able to tell their story of this is who I am and this is my brand as they present their business? Does that question make sense? Like, is there a time frame or experimental period or anything? Yeah.
What I will say to that is this phrase that I've heard and has stuck with me is repetition deepens the impression. So you tell your story however many times you need to tell your story. Maybe the first time you told me your story, I wasn't listening. Or I was listening, I caught one part of it. The next time you tell your story, I'm going to catch another part of it. Don't get tired of telling your story. And you're going to find yourself in different spaces where you're going to have to share your story multiple times to different audiences, to different people. Mm. Or you may have to share it over and over again on your pages or your website or whatever the case is. The point I'm trying to make is it's your story. Own your stories. Identify the stories that you want to share as part of your personal brand. And just share it, right? Whether you share it once or you share it 100 times, the goal of you sharing your story is to create a connection with your audience. And every time you share your story, somebody will connect with it in a different way, or they might hear something that they didn't hear the first time. So again, I'll leave you with this. Repetition deepens the impression. Share your story as many times as you need to.
Yes, you're not a broken record. You absolutely, that's how people are going to remember you. And that's how you stay memorable. This was really good. It's a really, really good conversation. But do you have anything, because you have a lot of tips and a lot of insight that you can provide, do you have anything coming up that people need to know about Victoria and Bring to Profit?
Yes. So behind the scenes, We are building the very first, and I cannot believe this, I'll be the first one to do this. Nobody take my idea. This is trademarked. The Black CEO Mom Network. Creating the Black CEO Mom Network. And the reason that I decided to create this, I'm a mom, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm an immigrant, I'm a lot of different things. I'm a Black woman, first and foremost, because, you know, and there's different spaces for each of these different categories that I've mentioned. And when I became a coach, when I became a strategist, I decided that I needed to be in a community of like peers. I want to grow. I want to certainly make myself better, not just professionally, but also personally. And if you are a woman in the entrepreneurial space, you know this can be very lonely at times. And then add the layer of being a mom, add the layer of being a partner, add the layer of all of the different things that Black women wear in this society. And I couldn't find a space that had all of those. Again, I found spaces that had different, it catered to different categories, but not all of these at the same time. So I decided that I was going to create one. And all of my clients today are Black moms, and we all have the same challenges. We all have the same feelings around business. And I just wish somebody would understand, or I have my baby on my hip. Is that okay? Or Saturday morning, I need to come to session in a bonnet. Safe space. So that is what's coming up for the Brave to Profits Academy. I've not even announced it. This is the first place. I'm saying it out loud. That we are creating the Black CEO Mom Network. But I'm really excited to bring this to life, because it's been a long time coming. And I want Black women who are moms, who choose entrepreneurship as a vehicle to freedom, to have the support, to have access to resources, because we know in the society, resources for entrepreneurship aren't evenly distributed. So I want them to have access to resources. I want them to have the education and the training that they need, but I also want them to have community, because I feel like that is incredibly important, because it takes a village and no one can do this work on their own.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, congrats. I'm excited. I will be cheering and sharing anytime you need me to.
Thank you.
Of course, people can follow along Brand to Profits Academy on social media, on Instagram to stay in the loop. But before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, do you have a nugget to share with our listeners? You had many, but do you have a nugget as we wrap up our conversation to share with our listeners today?
I do. And I'm sure we've all heard this before, but I want to offer it as a reminder. You are enough. And I say that because there are moments, there are minutes, there are hours, there are days, there are weeks when we feel like we're not doing enough. We're not giving enough. The business isn't moving. The boss isn't, you know, giving us our true due. Like, whatever it is that you're going through in this moment, I want to remind you that you are enough. And whatever you need to make your dreams come true, you have it within you. If you don't know what that is, take some time and go and take some time and go within, because it's there. You are enough. You may need support, but the starting point, what you need to start, what you need to move, you have that. And don't let anyone tell you different. You're enough.
Yes. Thank you. That is a perfect way to end this conversation about just your story and your brand and you being you and showing up in your business and knowing that you are enough. And this is something that these, the women, especially the women that listen to this podcast, need, because they need a little love shove to push them in the right direction, because they have all the tools in them. So thank you so much, Victoria, for being here with me today and sharing with me. This was so good. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, thank you for having me.
All right, that's it for now. Question, what was your biggest takeaway? I'd love for you to share your thoughts in a review, and better yet, share this with a friend that you believe needs to hear this. If you are ready to make your side biz your main gig, which means taking center stage so you can shine in your business, I invite you to connect with me. My website is kristenandjames.com, or you can find me on any social media platform at kristenandjames. Take care until next time, and as I always say, have a sparkling day.